Welcome to the EDUCAUSE podcast. I'm Jerry Bain, and this EDUCAUSE 2009 conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International. You can find more podcasts like this on a variety of topics by searching for EDUCAUSE on iTunes or by visiting www.educause.edu/podcasts. This podcast features an interview with Joan Soares, project manager at McGill University.
Thanks for joining us today, Joan.
My pleasure. Thank you.
In 2007, McGill's CIO launched a new project management office to handle the university's large-scale IT projects. What is McGill's model of project management?
In 2007, McGill did launch a project management office. And initially, our goal was to indeed handle the university's large-scale projects. So five project managers were brought together into a common office, and we were assigned one of the university's large-scale IT projects. Now, some PMs were already working in other areas, and they brought projects with them into the PMO. But the role of our office didn't stay just with managing projects for very long. The role of the office morphed, and over the past 2 years, we're kind of leading and coaching and perhaps mentoring some of the other IT units on project management methodology. As we introduced the methodologies within our own projects, the other units and the people we were working with were aware that those methodologies were there, and they wanted to avail themselves to those methodologies as well. So we developed a website with all our project management templates, tools, and documents, and we made this available not only to other IT units but to the community at large. There has also been somewhat of a demand for consultation in other units on project management and methodologies, and perhaps even in the area of readiness to take on a project. So our director, Larry Tanzi, and some of the more senior project managers have been fulfilling this role, but it's on a very informal basis. We are not a consulting area, but we tend to do that. So I guess to sum up your question, we started as an office running large IT projects, and we still do that. But we have also morphed into more of a hybrid model where we offer guidance and some coaching on project management as well.
2 years on since the formation of your office, could you update us a little bit on how the office has developed over those 2 years and any lessons learned since the formation of the office?
Well, we've certainly learned a lot in the last 2 years. As I mentioned, our role has changed, and we've learned to be responsive to the needs of the community. As projects are carried out in a professional manner with standard methodologies, groups become familiar with the tools and want to learn to use them. So we've tried to respond to that need. So a few things we've learned, and maybe some in a difficult way, was to build a common language around project management, to agree on what our language would be. So we had five different PMs, all with sort of different levels of experience in project management, coming together into an office and running five different projects. And often we could be using different language to describe the same thing. So we had to bring that together and say, what do we mean by this? What do we mean by a sponsor? What do we mean by a steering committee? Is it a steering committee? Is it an advisory group? Mm-hmm. So we needed to build our language around project management. The other thing we learned is that by building a good, solid project structure at the launch of a project would be key to its success. So take the time to get the right players around the table. And if you can't get the right players, then you need to consider whether you can go ahead with the project, because project success will be dependent on buy-in from key stakeholders. So building a good, sound project structure is really important. And I guess don't try to deliver too much too soon in an environment that might be immature with regard to project management. It's important not to weigh people down with too much heavy methodology. And so one thing our CIO wanted to do when she launched the PMO was to be sure that we were light on our feet. And I think we've been true to that in terms of not bringing a structure that an environment like McGill, who was new to project management, could not handle. So we kind of tried to bring just enough to meet the need and be responsive to what the community needed.
So what role does governance play in McGill's project management office?
governance is a big question everywhere today. It seems that there's a lot of sessions here at EDUCAUSE on governance. Mm-hmm. And the PMO and the other groups that report up to the CIO at McGill have all been involved in developing a governance model for McGill's IT projects. As a first step, we needed to first understand what projects were going on within the six units, I guess, that report up to the CIO. So one of the first tasks that we as the PMO, somebody in our office, was charged with was to go out and find out what's going on in all these units, because we have in excess of 350 IT staff at McGill. As it turned out, we had 170 projects underway, all at different stages of development, which wasn't really surprising given the number of people. So we took all of these projects and we put them together in what we call our project registry, and we made it available on our website so there was transparency around that. And if ideas were conceived that were not on the registry, as long as the champion for that project could come up with a business case, we could put it on the registry as an idea. At the same time as we were gathering up all of these projects, the CIO, in conjunction with the directors that report to her, were working on a protocol document which outlined how projects get decided upon and why one would be a go and one wouldn't be. The document, it's quite comprehensive, and it defines what a project is, and it outlines the criteria with which we would make those decisions. So it sort of has like a scorecard criteria in it. So a group was formed called the Resource Allocation Council, and it meets three or four times a year to decide and vote on projects. So at these meetings, the project champion will bring the business case, will present to the Project Resource Allocation Council, and the council, we will take away the information and we will vote on those projects. Those projects then will be recommended to the CIO in terms of what the Resource Allocation Council thinks should be recommended. And then the decision, the final decision, is at the CIO level. So in many ways, this form of governance is fairly new to McGill, and it's still sort of a work in progress. We're not totally there yet. But having the rigor and the structure around the process has been helpful in providing transparency to the community in terms of how we are making those decisions. So we're not there, but we're certainly on our way with some of the steps that the CIO has taken.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time today. This has been great to find out what McGill's doing in project management. So.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This EDUCAUSE 2009 conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International.